This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Remember, this is throwback into the borough of West Sac.
Oh, boy, that is a throwback for sure. You talked about the potential economic growth of West Sacramento. Are we talking like an increase? Like what specifically are we talking about? Because obviously you're going to have more visitors, because that arena is going to, that stadium is going to be full 80 times, or hopefully, 80 some odd times a year now with that down there. Are we looking at building down there? Are we just looking at added traffic to what's already down there? Like, what can West Sac residents expect should this go through? Because this is something the city has never, ever had. Mm-hmm. Two professional, even short-term, long-term, feel however you want to about it. This city has never had two professional sports franchises at the same time. This isn't the Surge or the Mountain Lions or whatever that stuff was in the past. This is a Major League Baseball team, mm-hmm. and this is something, Jake, that we are not familiar with here.
I think there's multiple lots over there. So the best example I can give is there's a place called Drake's Bar, which is right by Sutter Health Park. It's a great place to have a beer in the summer. If you haven't been, shout out to Drake's. I love it there in the summer. There's multiple vacant lots along the river that can be built into something. So it's going to be new development, D-Lo. It's going to be stuff like where you're going to see new shops, new restaurants. Imagine what happened with DoCo. Remember when Golden One was built and they demolished that whole entire area, and then they built up the DoCo area around Golden One? Have that type of vision. Now, it may not be as big as it is, and it may not happen year one, okay? Mm-hmm. But that's the vision that they have for that area, of building that whole area up, making it more connected to downtown Sacramento, and making it an entertainment area where you can go out to eat during the winter and the summer. You can go out and get a cocktail before or after a game. You can go shop at X, Y, and Z. There's also apartments that are over there, guys, as well. Those are pretty nice apartments. If you don't live there and walk in to watch the A's game every single day, that's pretty good spot to live. I think it's going to add to the value of the area. That's the point I'm trying to get across. Yeah.
You know, one of the things that I'm still trying to figure out, maybe you could add some light to this and just give your opinion, is I thought it was interesting, and especially having more context now talking to you, that Vivek brought this up on his own and spoke so openly about it, almost as if he's pretty confident all of this is going to happen. And when I mean all of it, the temporary home for the A's, and that he not guarantee or not a promise, but he does have a real shot at bringing Major League Baseball here permanently in some respect. Did you get the same vibe of like, man, like, were you kind of shocked? Like, damn, he's talking about this right now. Like, he's been really open with this.
No, it's that's the reaction I got. I was like, a person in his position would not say the things that he said if he wasn't confident in saying them. Vivek Nadive is a smart businessman. He has gotten here because he's because of the decisions he's made in the past. He would not go on record and say, I feel pretty confident about this. Look what we did in Doko. We have a track record of doing this. We could do it again. Mm. Like, a smart businessman wouldn't say that. Now, again, could he be putting smoke into this and pumping some fuel into it to make it actually happen, to get it across the finish line? Possibly. I'm not going to dispute, right? Because, again, this is a what-if scenario right now. But it does have legs. This thing does have legs. This is not a 5% chance of happening. I'm giving it more 50-50 right now more than anything, just because you don't know, like I said, where it stands with the TV agreement. And you don't I don't know what's going on in Oakland and their negotiations of trying to keep them at the Coliseum. Mm. Those are the two question marks I have that I'm still trying to dig in, that I don't have contact for, that I would love to know. Is Oakland playing ball to stay there for 3 years, and how much is the TV deal playing ball? But to your point, though, the fact that Vivek said it makes it have some legs, because the man is smart with what he says, and he's not going to put something out there that he doesn't believe doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Estilo and KC here on KIFM West Sacramento, 98.5 FM KRX QHD2 Sacramento, ESPN 1320, always live on the free Odyssey app. Our man Jay Gayden from CBS 13 here with us. I could completely be wrong in this. I'm not nearly as locked in, Jake, as you are, but listening to the challenges that are ahead for this for either city, you laid out, KC, you know, the Coliseum is going to look horrible every night on television, but the TV deal will be there. Mm-hmm. Sacramento will be full. You'll have a different type of television deal, and you probably lose everything of substance if you go to Utah. Mm-hmm. Jake mentioned this is a money thing. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone involved with the Oakland A's cares if no one shows up to the Coliseum for the next 2 years. But if NBC Sports Bay Area is paying them, which NBC Sport, because the deal's already done, right? Like, that's not a deal that needs to be done. The Oakland deal is done. It doesn't matter if no one watches mm-hmm. or everyone watches. Because that money's all there, mm-hmm. why would they leave it?
Can I say real quick, Jake? The thing that goes in my head is they wouldn't leave it, but Oakland wouldn't agree to help him out unless they get a guarantee of a team back.
Yeah.
And Major League Baseball, I don't think, is going to do that.
So that's what I keep wondering is, and that was the next, what does Oakland get out of this? Like, I don't see what Oakland gets out of this.
They don't. And that's where the rubber meets the road, guys. Like, that's the question that is the million-dollar question with all of this. What does Oakland have to gain in this, and what does NBC Sports have to gain in this, right? Again, John Fisher is going to get his money no matter what. Going to happen. And to your point, D'Lo, and what you're saying, they don't care if it's an empty stadium or a full stadium.
Mm-hmm.
The same goes with the product on the field, okay? They don't care about the product on the field. That's how it is right now, all right? That's how it is as an Oakland A's fan. What you have to ask is, the money that you're going to be giving up if you move to Sacramento and renegotiate that deal, is that worth it, especially with the amount of more money you could possibly create in Sacramento, and maybe the deal that Ron Adive is giving you, is that worth the same weight of just staying in Oakland? And they're going to give you their deal is probably going to be more expensive, but you keep the same media right deal compared to new media deal, less amount of money to play at Sacramento, but more butts and seats. Because the other thing that everyone's forgetting about this, tomorrow there's a reverse boycott on opening day at the Coliseum tomorrow. Like, that is happening. So, like, people are continuing to boycott in Oakland. Like, that is still a thing. Mm-hmm. I don't think they get that same type of vibe here in Sacramento. I think you're still going to have the haters. The haters are going to hate. But I think you're going to get a different clientele if you come to Sac.
It's great stuff, Jake.
Yeah,
you have been all over this story, man, for months now. We'll continue to stay locked in, man, and have you back here to give us the latest developments, man. You said 2 to 4 weeks. Well, we'll keep our eyes on your on your Twitter handle, see what happens next, man. But we appreciate you.
No, appreciate you guys. Hopefully the Kings can figure out their stuff, all right?
God, well, they will.
They'll be ready to play on Friday.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, they'll be ready to play.
Skip Friday. Just get one.
One more stop.
Just get this.
Are we still sad about Luka, by the way? Are we still sad about Luka? That's the question.
No, not at all.
No.
Move past it.
Stop stirring stuff up, Jake. Okay. Freaking guys from Boston, man. I swear to God. Y'all come in here looking to start fights. You knock it off, Jake. Behave yourself. Jake, you going, hey.
Hey, go Huskies.
Hey, no, kiss my ass. Blue Devils. You going to hear from me, Jake. You going to hear from me. You going to hear from me, Jake.
C-O-N-N. UConn. Let's go.
Get this crap off of my screen. Look, hold on. Watch this. Kick from studio. Get your ass out of here.
Get out of here.
No. You gonna do that this week? Ain't gonna do that this week, Jake. Ain't no chance.
No.
Ain't gonna do that this week.
Jake is testy this week because
he should be testy. Gino's gonna get his ass kicked.
Well, he's got that game, and then you know, producer Roland is a San Diego State guy.
Oh, producer Roland. Oh, yeah, that's going to be a tense office.
Yeah, so it's crazy right
That's going to be a tense office.
It's crazy
right there
for Jake right now.
I get it. I'm coming here doing UConn chants.
Oh, man.
Get that out of here.
Hey.
First off, I apologize for the sound. Jake, it was kind of that in between where it's clear enough to hear everything he's saying, but just a little techie enough to be frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was just trying to walk that fine line, so I'm sorry it wasn't the best audio, but hopefully I felt like I heard every single thing that Jake said, so hopefully everybody did.
Hopefully they did too. Some good stuff too, man. It's been a testy topic, you know what I mean? It's been a testy topic around here. You know, I had the tweet that I had yesterday, which reiterated what I said on the radio a couple of days before, is that. Thinking about this from a Sacramento point of view, like you got to do this. You got to do this if you can. You got to take this opportunity. And I know there's a lot of A's fans in the area that don't feel good about how this is going down and don't want Sacramento involved in helping this guy out. I completely understand that.
Go ahead.
Is it just A's fans that don't want the A's in Sacramento, or do you think it's like people who don't want John Fisher here? Like, for those that don't want them here, like it's both.
I think the Fisher component is the biggest component. I also think people have drawn, and we'll Matt, today's Wednesday. Matt will be with us tomorrow. Matt's one of the big proponents of like he doesn't want this to happen. Mm-hmm. He loves the Oakland A's and he hates the owner like with a venomous passion. He hates John Fisher, but. There's been this weird correlation between Sacramento and Seattle. These are not the same thing. Mm-mm. It's not even remotely close to the same thing. This is a situation where a franchise is leaving. This is a situation where a poorly run franchise is leaving a city. Mm-hmm. They need a place to play for a few years, and they're not going to the, allegedly, their future home, mm-hmm. right? If Sacramento has the opportunity, even in the short term, to step in and have two sports franchises, I think it's a good look. This isn't stealing the A's away from Oakland. That is not what this is. Right. Sacramento and Seattle were owners who were looking to sell a team. It wasn't relocating. It wasn't temporary. None of these components are the same. Mm-hmm. The relation between the two, the correlation, it doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. When you tie, especially after what happened with Seattle and Sacramento, it does not make sense. It's not the same thing, and I come in for A's fans, I understand every single one of them. Mm-hmm. Instead of looking at it as a sports fan, and maybe they don't look at it differently, and this is what I was trying to tell Matt last night, instead of looking at it as a sports fan, look at it from a resident of Sacramento. Mm-hmm. What does this mean for our city, short term or long term? What does it mean for our city? If you can come to the conclusion that it means nothing, then so be it. Then you deserve the way to feel that you do. Mm-hmm. To me, with some of the things Jake was talking about there before he lost his mind and started chanting UConn stuff, it adds to the city, and that's important for what we as a community are building.
Absolutely. I agree 100% with what you're saying. And I'm sensitive to the Matt Georges, the Kyle Matts, and the James Hamm, and what they have going on. And some people took offense to me saying the game is the game and all this other stuff. But I'm sorry, the game is the game. It is what it is. It's not fair. Like, it's not fair that a guy that makes $8 billion is asking and you to help pay for a stadium. It's not fair.
And I'm looking at Polo right here. Polo says, I'm a Dodgers fan and the A's belong in Oakland. You're 100% right. The A's belong in Oakland.
Nobody's saying that's not the truth.
But they're not going to be. Whether Sacramento is here or not, the A's aren't staying in Oakland. Mm-mm. That's not what this is about. Sacramento is not taking the A's from Oakland. The A's and Oakland, that relationship is over.
Yeah. And on top of that, like I said, once again, I understand how everybody feels. But, you know, I hear Casey Pratt, who I like, I go to for information, talk about, oh, Kings, Sacramento, do you want to be a part of that after what you just went through and all this other stuff? Look here, if we're being real, the A's didn't originate in Oakland. They came from somewhere. If we want to go even further than that, everybody loves the Sacramento Kings, right? We are not crying for those people in Kansas City. It's all good. Is that it doesn't matter because it happened a long time ago? Like, there's people who, with Scott Gobranson, we talked, and I used to grow up watching the Kansas City Kings. We don't think twice about that no more. I'm a Giants fan. The people in Brooklyn and New York loved the Dodgers and the Giants. They loved them, and they left. And nobody thinks about it. Guys say you're a Dodgers fan. You think about that? You think about how people in Brooklyn and generations of people in Brooklyn got their team ripped away? No, you're happy because you're a Dodger. Like, we're not going to sit up here and now look because Sacramento has an opportunity to enhance their profile as a city or do something and be like, oh, you shouldn't do it because of what just happened to you. Like, that's not – even once again, I hate me saying it. That's not the game.
But even at that, it's not, you're right, but it's not even the same game. Mm-mm. It's not the same thing. The A's are leaving Oakland. They're going to Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. If they're housed in Sacramento, they bought a house in Las Vegas, but it's not going to be renting for 3 years, and they need to rent somewhere. Mm-hmm. If renting it in Sacramento works for the city of Sacramento, do it. I'm relying on Mayor Steinberg, Mayor Flo, whoever, I'm relying on you to run the numbers. You need to do your own version of pocket watching, and you need to be the Jesse Tapia of pocket watching versus Kenny Caraway. Make sure these numbers are right and tell me that this is good. Talk about what Jake was talking about. Tell me that this is good for the city of Sacramento, and we keep it moving.
That's it.
And then in 3 years, 4 years, whatever it may be, they're off to Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Oakland keeps it moving. Sacramento keeps it moving, and that's that.
That's it.
I just looked at the clock. What do you want me to do?
I don't know. That was kind of flowing, so I thought that was good.
Yeah.
So I don't think we need to break.
We can keep going. We'll go to 20. That's my
bad. And here's one of the things my man Dr. Davis says, and I'm just, like I said, he says, yes, KC, but it's happening now, not 30, 70 years ago. That makes it better? That makes it okay. There are people in Brooklyn, in Harlem, New York, in Kansas City, Missouri, who had their team ripped away, and we celebrate and have a good time talking about the Kings and we're talking about the A's and all this other stuff. We don't think twice about it. But now people want Sacramento to think twice about it. That's not, no. And like you said, people saying it doesn't matter because it happened 50 years ago. That's not, no. It's not okay. And you sign, I hate to sound like this, but as a fan, signed up for it. This is what it is. This is what it is. I don't want my taxes to go up, you know, or anything like that. I don't want none of that to happen. But I'll tell you right now, unless something drastically changes, if 20 years from now, Vivek says, hey, we need a new arena, and it's going to – I don't want the Kings to leave. So
there's
got my yes vote.
It sucks because we're consumers, right? At our heart, we're consumers. We look for deals. Mm-hmm. Music distribution will never go back to what it was before. You're never going to pay $20 for a digital download again because you pay $20 to listen to all of the music in the world whenever you want to. Mm-hmm. Like that, is it fair? Yes and no, but we're consumers and the consumers speak now. So if Apple goes, this isn't fair to artists, but Spotify, come over here. Mm-hmm. We're going to Spotify because we're consumers. It sucks that Fisher, these owners, they have $8, $9, $10 billion mm-hmm. to they have money in their couch cushions to fund billion-dollar arenas, mm-hmm. and they ask us to do it. But the flip side of that is, back when this used to happen, it's not just the Sacramento Kings. Mm-hmm. It's the Travis Scott concert. Mm-hmm. It's the Paul McCartney concert. It's the WWE pay-per-view. It's Monday Night Raw. It's all of that stuff that comes through the arena. Now it's the barbecue joint mm-hmm. outside. It's the miniature golf spot. It's the bowling alley. Mm-hmm. It's the Haagen-Dazs. It's Yard House.
Places
it's
we go to of, when there's
all
no
of
game.
That. All of that mm-hmm. is part of the arena. The arena not there. The barbecue sauce isn't there. Mm-hmm. None of that stuff is there, and it sucks. It's unfortunate. But it's guaranteed dollars, right? It's guaranteed money in the NBA. It's the way the game is played now, and it's never going back.
Yeah. I mean, and look, I'm not an A's fan. I'm a Giants fan. I lived in San Leandro for 2 years, right off of Davis Street. I would catch that BART train to go to work and pass the Coliseum every day. When I was in college at Cal State Hayward, poor, I would try to take my now wife on a date, be like, hey, it's Dollar Dog Wednesday at the Coliseum. Let's go see the A's and the Angels. And we'd get in there for $3. We'd have three hot dogs and have a little outing. Go to plenty of A's games. I enjoy A's games. I enjoy the Coliseum. It's not state of the art or anything, but I think it has character. I enjoyed every time going there. So it's not anti-A's, and you don't understand. Some of my best memories are at the Coliseum. 100%. But once again, Sacramento has an opportunity to boost their profile. And like I mentioned yesterday, this is the only chance I think they're getting. This is it. Mm-hmm. MLS ain't coming here. Not with no disrespect, but not with the ownership that we have here.
Mm-hmm.
That ship has sailed. Mm-hmm. That's gone. Mm-hmm. If they get new ownership and deeper pockets, maybe, but they're almost maxed out. NBA, you already got that. NHL, doubt it. NFL, hell no.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. Mm-hmm. This is your one shot. And you may not make it. Like, you may be like, you did a great 3 years. We just don't think, we'd rather go to Portland right now or something like that. Or go to Salt Lake. You may not make it, but you have to take that chance. You have to take that chance without a shadow of a doubt. You got to take that shot if you're Vivek. And look, Vivek doing this, Vivek may win out of this. There's a scenario where Vivek doesn't get a team in Sacramento, but gets some type of ownership stake in the Las Vegas A's. And you know what? He played the game, and look, he's the owner of another sports franchise. He may be doing this all for himself. And once again, I understand he's got to do what he's got to do.
And guess who that benefits, though?
It still benefits us.
That's one exactly.
Still benefits us.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
it doesn't hurt him.
No.
But it benefits the city of Sacramento because Vivek, as much as I believe there are people working against him in his own organization, that dude's about the city.
Mm-hmm.
He's been about the city from jump.
Mm-hmm.
And if there are steps to make Sacramento a stronger economical city outside of the traditional, this is a government town line,
mm-hmm.
yo, let's do it.
City's trying to grow, man.
Let's do it.
It's trying to grow, and this is an opportunity to help it grow. And I want to reiterate, it sucks for all the A's fans because they got more memories of the Coliseum than I do. Even though I talked about the memories I have. I know Matt George, Kyle Madsen, James Hamm, all these other, they got more memories than I do. So that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to just discount that and walk all over that. But that's not
whether Sacramento was, and my point is, whether Sacramento was involved or not, mm-hmm. that doesn't change.
Mm-hmm.
The A's are leaving Oakland, whether Sacramento is here to cushion this fall or not. Mm-hmm. They're going to Las Vegas. It's over. That's why I keep driving home. This is not Seattle and Sacramento. Mm-hmm. It's not the same thing. They are gone.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If we can benefit out of them leaving for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, forever, yo, do it.
And you tell me if I'm wrong, Jesse, you tell me if I'm wrong. The way I see it, saying no does nothing for Sacramento.
Nothing.
I don't mean to be like this, but this whole arbitrary I can sleep at night type deal. Come on, man. Come on. That ain't that. I don't, like I said, I ain't trying to.
Are we NBA officials all of a sudden? What's going on here?
You'll sleep fine if the A's are here as well.
Right.
You'll be fine.
That ain't got nothing to do with it. It doesn't. To have an opportunity and walk away because you think it's sleazy or something, that don't do nothing for nobody.
Are y'all moving?
Well, it's like,
No, seriously. Y'all moving? Because a whole lot of people threatened to move to Canada in like 2016, and no one did. Y'all moving? Nobody moving if the A's get here. Like, y'all will sleep fine. Everything will be fine. The situation already sucks for Oakland. Mm-hmm. Nothing today, tomorrow, or next year is going to be better for Oakland. Mm-hmm. It's going to suck. If Sacramento can get some benefit out of John Fisher's poor leadership, I'll take it. But again, I'm trusting because I know Jake laid out, you know, the stadium stuff, like some of those different questions. I need to know we talked kind of vaguely about the economic impact. I need to know what that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
What's that mean? Mm-hmm. Don't use arbitrary words with me.
Right.
What is that economic impact? Yeah. Specifically, point to West Sacramento. Mm-hmm. Point to these buildings. Point to parking lots. Point. Who's benefiting from this? Who are the owners of this? How do homeowners benefit from it? How does this affect renters? Show me all of that stuff.
Yep.
And if that's a net negative, then I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
But that means it's a net negative overall.
Right.
That means the thought of baseball, that's a dead thought. That might mean the thought of another sports franchise mm-hmm. is a dead thought. Mm-hmm. But that's their job to relay to us.
Exactly.
Well, it's like Kenny says too, like, next would be like my 10th year living in Sac or whatever. So I feel like I've been here for a decent amount of time and whatever. Like, if like Sac has, like, it's not maximized. Like Jake was saying it on his interview, it's not maximized. It's not like you need more, like more team, like teams here and stuff like that to really like show what Sacramento is and stuff like that. And it's like, city complains about not having teams, no respect, stuff like that. It's like, why not take at least an opportunity or a chance? You got to put yourself in the game at least.
Yeah, we've got a hole at the doorstep of downtown Sacramento that's been there for 20 years. They just did that lot in the middle, right off of 5, just a hole in the ground. We need any upkeep we can get right now. You know what I mean? And like I said, Sacramento has an opportunity. You just have to hop on it. People like Vivek, people like Mayor Steinberg, like Mayor Flo potentially, you got to hop on it, man. You got to try.
Yeah.
You got to try because this is it. This is the last chance. So speaking of, I was doing my homework too about like the A's and the franchise and mm-hmm. how they got where they are. Yo. Are you guys familiar with Charlie Finley, the owner that got him to Oakland?
I don't think so.
Oh, man. This guy was terrible.
Oh, wow.
Not like as a person, but just a snake oil salesman. Oh. He goes to Kansas City, right? They had all this like interest of like, man, you know, they might be trying to move us, da-da-da-da. Charlie Finley comes in there and essentially says, this is your team, Sacramento,
oh,
Kansas City.
Yeah.
And he's like, the first day he has the lease of the ballpark in Kansas City, like there was an out for the lease or something like that. And he goes to home plate or in the press conference or whatever and says, we're here forever, and lights the lease on fire, right? Well, come to find out, it was just a fake piece of paper.
Yeah.
And when it's the first chance he had to move, he's like, yeah, the lease is here and intact. I'm out of here. I'm trying to go to Denver. I'm trying to go here. He ended up going. Like, he tried to move that team out of Kansas City like 5 times and eventually got Oakland, and that's how they got to Oakland. And then tried to leave Oakland a bunch of times.
Sounds like the A's have a toxic relationship with owners.
That's Shawn Michaels playing Bret Hart's music type heat right there.
Yeah, that's for sure. In Canada. It's one of the great promos of all time, if you've never seen it.
That's an all-time.
That's one of the great promos of all time. Heel Shawn is special. Heel Shawn is really good.
He's top five.
Shawn?
Top three.
Shawn's one.
He's pound for pound.
Yeah, Shawn's one.
Heel Shawn, yes. Or just
Shawn
all
period.
Around.
Yeah, Shawn period is one.
Pound for pound.
Shawn's
Stone
one.
Stone Cold got something to say. Stone Cold got something to say.
No. Stone Cold is the great. So you've got to break it down into categories. Stone Cold.
Is he saying the length, like LeBron, like the length of his career?
Like,
is Shawn in there at number one?
Stone Cold is the. Stone Cold is the greatest moneymaker. I don't know. Is Stone Cold the greatest moneymaker? Is it Hogan? Shawn Michaels is the greatest in-ring performer of all time.
That's fair.
I don't know how to break
well,
that
down. Well, then are we taking Shawn over Cena?
Absolutely.
We got to sneeze on what Cena did.
I don't. I got Cena in top four.
Shawn never had the company on his back.
No, he didn't. But he is the greatest in-ring performer of all time.
See, I factor those things in, though, too.
Cut a hell of a promo too.
No, Shawn's my boy.
That's my favorite. In terms of in the ring, on the mic, there's like complete package. Mm. There's no one better than him.
And we're talking about making money. Like I don't know.
That's either Austin or Hogan
or Cena.
And Cena, yeah, Cena's up there too.
Shawn is top three favorite wrestler for me though. I love Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
I don't mean to speak bad about him. I love Shawn Michaels.
All right, for real, we have to go to break.
Okay, we'll come back. We'll talk to TC.
TC Cole, is TC on?
No, he's right there. Steve and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll play this stupid intro like I'm going to stop talking.
Hey, TC, just wait another 45.
No. Hogan is Jordan. Hogan is Jordan.
So yellow and gold or yellow and red Hogan.
I'm sorry.
Yellow and red Hogan could play today.
I'm sorry. What happened in 1996?
What
happened in 1996?
What happened?
What do you mean?
Hogan turned heel. Hulk Hogan has been the biggest babyface in professional wrestling and the biggest heel in professional wrestling.
No, see,
he did that 12 years after Hulkamania started.
Once again.
This is ridiculous.
WCW Hogan is great. 90s Hogan is great. 80s Hogan does not hold up.
90s Hogan.
You're looking at the big boot, the leg drop, and the match quality. People were paying to see Hulk Hogan.
I told him that.
It's Larry Magic.
I said, kids, teenagers, adults loved Hogan. I've never seen anything like that. We've never seen anything like that in wrestling. All right. But they also had never seen anything like Magic and Bird when they came out. Now, Magic and Bird could play today. But Hogan, 80s Hogan came out on Raw today. What does that look like? Not knowing, not saying he's Hulk Hogan. He came out there today. He'd be trashed.
Let me ask
Hollywood Hogan comes out today. What happens?
Let me ask you something.
He's cheering.
Let me ask
CM Punk.
It's love.
But it's Hulk Hogan. Like, what are we talking about? It's the same guy. It's Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan is Jordan.
I don't.
Hulk Hogan is Jordan. You really said HBK is Jordan. Stop it. That's
HBK
absurd.
Could go today. Jordan could play today. HBK could go today.
That's not how you That's not how you rank wrestling.
You just called him the best.
I said he's the best in-ring performer
of all
time.
All around.
I said he's the best
and in the ring.
Yeah, he is the best performer of all time. He's not the biggest money draw of all time.
No.
He's not the biggest money draw of all time. That's either Hogan or Austin.
When Hogan did turn face after his heel run too back in WWE, he didn't go back to like yellow trunks. There was some Hollywood element still with the long, like it was still, he still held on to some of it. He didn't go back to what he was.
But when he got a 17-minute ovation in Montreal, what was he wearing? Red and yellow. That's what he was wearing. He came back in 2000. Right? He came back in 2000, hit three punches, dropped the leg, and the crowds went nuts.
That was nostalgia.
It doesn't matter. It's because it's Hogan. It's 20 years after it happened.
We love Hogan. Well,
Don't do this. Don't do this like you're trying to calm a crazy person down. You two are being ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
I do think the Hogan as Magic and Bird.
No,
that's fair.
Hogan's Jordan. No, Hogan is Jordan. I don't know who Magic and Bird is. Maybe that's superstar Billy Graham or something. But Hulk Hogan is Michael Jordan. He took professional wrestling into a different stratosphere, just like Jordan did. And Austin might be LeBron.
Can you talk to him? I feel like he's like he put it on the map the same way like Magic and Larry did.
And then the 90s guys took it. Stone Cold and Rock took
no.
the
Yes, they, t-
no.
they took it
we
and ran with it.
Commercials on the Super Bowl.
No.
Cena's LeBron.
No.
Damn, Jesse's in his bag right now.
No, Cena's not.
Damn.
This is stupid.
Jesse's in his bag right now.
Sit your young ass down. Absolutely
I'm already sitting
not.
Down.
Where were you for WrestleMania 1? Where were
I wasn't
you?
Even thought
Where
of,
were you
bro?
When Andre turned on Hogan? You got the nerve to tell me. Absolutely not.
Boy, Jesse got in his bag right now. When he hit that Hogan, Magic Bird, Stone Cold, and Rock Jordan, and then when he hit Cena's
you guys
Blonde,
sound
Hogan,
ridiculous.
Larry, and Magic Rock, Stone Cold, and MJ could run.
You children are ridiculous. Hulk Hogan was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. He was at the Grammy Awards with Cyndi Lauper. You two sound absurd.
Shawn Michaels with Pamela Anderson.
He was on the
Anderson.
A team. Yeah, that's the you know why? Because of the house Hulk Hogan built. You should change the WWE's name to the house that Hulk Hogan built. WrestleMania, the what do they call it? The show of shows, the granddaddy of them all. Hulk Hogan main evented the first nine. That show is what it is. Because of the money he drew.
So here's the equivalent, though.
Magic
and Bird got the NBA Finals off of tape delay.
Great.
I don't like the way you're talking about Magic and Bird.
Redacted can be Magic and Bird.
Whoa, Hulk Hogan
is Michael Jordan.
Don't do that.
That feels low-key disrespectful.
Don't do that to Magic and Bird.
Wait a minute. Let's not diminish Redacted's. What he did for professional wrestling?
No, we're not. But he's not even a performer.
Well, he was. He
Redacted,
might be. He might be the second greatest
Redacted
heel we've
is
ever
David
seen.
Stern.
Redacted no, he's Jerry
not.
Buss.
No, he's not. Austin is Austin.
This dude, just
Austin.
Oh my gosh.
No. To cut
oh
your mic
gosh.
Off. If
this
I knew how to
going,
cut your mic off from here, I would.
Going crazy right now. Yo,
Jerry Buss changed.
Vince
changed
McMahon might be the second biggest heel in professional wrestling history. What are you talking about? Is Austin even Austin without Vince McMahon?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a question for you guys to answer.
No, I don't think he is.
When did,
he's big.
He was doing all that before Vince.
There was no, but no, he wasn't. He
hey,
was
just,
no, he wasn't.
That's why he got the strap.
He stunned Vince McMahon before he got the strap.
Oh, okay, I get what you're saying.
I mean,
I get he wasn't Mr. Started, McMahon, though. He was,
right.
The announcer and all that and the owner. But I get what you're saying. You're right. You're right. I hear you.
Tyler Jenny said there's no right or wrong opinion. That's no. Me and Casey are right.
This dude, I can't deny Jesse got in his bag. I can't deny that.
He got in his dumb bag. That's what he did. Vince McMahon is not Jerry Buss. Excuse me, redacted.
I said he's David Stern.
He's not David Stern. He was a performer too.
All right, that's cool. David Stern was out in front.
You're so, really diminishing Redacted's accomplishment.
Someone say David Stern was a performer. He was part of the show.
I'd go David Stern. Like I could do a David Stern Vince McMahon correlation. I could do that. I will not do Hogan
still,
and Magic.
No, man, I'm going crazy.
I will not do that.
My head's still spinning because Jesse went crazy, bro. He went crazy.
When he threw
Cena as LeBron, that's crazy.
Who is your Jordan again? Is Austin?
Look, no. Roman. We can do no. Austin or just no. whoever you want to pick.
Roman no. Steph Curry? No.
Okay, this is getting dumb.
Oh, gosh, Kenny cooking too?
This is dumb. You guys are just being stupid now.
Dude, Kenny's cooking,
Change the game.
Kenny's cooking.
You guys are being stupid
I love my job, bro.
Go to any phone call. I don't even freaking care which one. This is stupid.
TC, how you doing?
TC.
Hey.
Talk to your boys.
Man, listen, what's up with my two brothers, man?
Nah,
what's up with you in the back? I'm fine. Right.
TC, what up, man? How you living? I know you ain't talking wrestling, man. What's up? What's up, man? What you talking, man?
Hey, now check it out, though. Look, hey, Kenny, D-Lo, Jesse, y'all got me?
We here.
All right, look, check it out, bro. Like, so seriously, on a Kings, though, it's two parts to that situation. So as far as from fan standpoint, like, I think the fans, we're more frustrated because we feel like, bro, we care more than y'all. Like, y'all coming up here super nonchalant.
Real quick, for clarification, he's talking about De'Aaron's post-game comments. Am I right, TC?
Well, because De'Aaron is going to be De'Aaron. I'm not too much on that. I'm just too much. I'm more on the standpoint as far as, like, everybody, like, oh, it doesn't matter what the fans think. It doesn't matter if they're not really tripping. I'm thinking it like, bro, listen, we're caring. We shouldn't care more than y'all on this situation. You get me?
That's not fair, TC.
That's too much.
That's not fair because you don't know that you do. Yeah. I would actually tell you probably don't care more than they do.
Nah, I think fans think about it differently than they do. Mm-hmm. Like, we forget this is their job. This consumes them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't consume every athlete to an unhealthy degree, but it, like, no, that's not fair, TC. That's not fair at all.
These guys in professional sports got to this point in part because of their talent, but the other part because they're some of the most competitive human beings in the world. Like, maybe you'll get a Oluwa Candy or you'll get a Ben Simmons every now and then. But most of these guys want to be the best at everything they do. These are some of the most competitive people in the world. They absolutely care at a high, high level about whether or not they're winning basketball games.
Andre the Giant's Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. I don't know who, but that's a good. What? That's David Jackson. David Jackson brings up Andre the Giant. That's
Jackson,
a good call right there. Well,
awful.
He did. Well, no, that's not what he said. He brought up Andre the Giant in the chat, and it made me think that's who's Magic and Bird.
Well, D-Lo,
now we
that
fixed
is
that.
Awful.
No, that makes
you don't
sense.
Believe that.
We'll come back. No, I think I do. I think I believe that. But this Hogan isn't Jordan thing is absurd. We'll come back. Get James Hamm's thoughts on this. He joins us. Unfortunately, we'll talk Kings basketball, and we'll look ahead. Rather than look back too much, we'll look ahead and talk about what this game means for Sacramento coming up on Friday when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. I'm very anxious to see the response we just got to that text. Jesse equated James Harden to Bret Hart, and at first it was like, hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That might check out.
Did you hear the other one I had, though, that Isaiah Thomas is Bret Hart?
Yeah, I don't
they
like
were
that
champions.
One as much. Yeah.
Bret was a champion. Isaiah was a champion.
Never the guy.
Yeah, they complained about never getting the respect
never the
and
guy.
All this other
yeah.
stuff.
I mean, Michael Jordan is Isaiah Thomas' Goldberg. We can't go in an interview without hearing about that.
Well?
Like, that's spot on.
You've
right
been
there.
Wrong a little bit today,
no,
but you are
been in his bag.
You are no, cooking.
Man, come on, man. This
you
guy's been
cooking.
In his bag today.
Mark Jones says, I'm in my bag.
He's in his Gucci bag.
It's probably a Louis bag. Ramsey's going to change the subject. I actually know what Ramsey wants to talk about. This is interesting.
Oh, do you already know? Can I guess?
Sure.
It's opening day tomorrow.
No. That's too mainstream. Like this is a big story. It's in our notes. We haven't brought it up yet. But Ramsey, go ahead.
My question is, while I commend Ice Cube for going on Pat McAfee today and offering Caitlin Clark a $5 million contract to join the Big Three, how does this truly logistically work with Big Three games and WNBA games being played at same time, at the same time on same days in different locations? That's the only logistical thing that I can't wrap my head around at the moment.
I could be wrong. I didn't hear the interview, by the way. I didn't know that he did it on Pat McAfee. Mm-hmm. I know a TMZ report got out, and
he didn't
Cube confirmed it, and by saying we intended to keep this a secret, like we wanted her to get through the tournament first before we publicly acknowledged this offer. My thought was this wasn't the Big Three and the WNBA. This was the Big Three instead of the WNBA.
That's what I thought.
But again, I didn't hear him explain this, so I could be completely wrong on that.
Because I thought like there was an article or something. I think it was on Jill Adge's thing where he had talked about giving an alternative to having to go overseas.
And he, it's exactly what he tweeted about.
So that's that. I mean, that doesn't.
His tweet read, yeah, America's women athletes should not be forced to spend their off seasons playing in often dismal and dubious foreign countries just to make ends meet. And they should have more than just one professional option in the U.S. at a time when American pro sports leagues are being infiltrated. I just got concerned because Cube has been a little...
Yeah, you never know.
Exactly where he's going, but I don't. I don't hate this.
I don't hate it, but I don't know if I like it. I don't hate it for her getting that type of bag, for him trying to build his league. Like I get all that, but my feel the first focus should be the WNBA.
Growing the WNBA. I think the reason. In my opinion, that should be the case is how many more women can he offer that money to or anything in the vicinity of that money? Because if the Big Three can start offering 8 to 10 women a year $1 million or more, then this is an entirely different conversation. Mm-hmm. But if it's one potentially generational athlete, and I think he used that term in one of his original tweets, one potentially generational athlete, $5 million, that doesn't do much for anyone except Caitlin's pocketbook. Mm-hmm. Like it creates an intrigue, perhaps a greater intrigue to the Big Three. Mm-hmm. It probably hurts the WNBA. It doesn't probably hurt the WNBA. It does hurt the WNBA. But like once the newness of Caitlin is over, then what for the Big Three? Mm-hmm. Do you do it again? Do you do it with Juju?
Right.
Do you do it the following year? Like, are you attempting to, and it sounds like maybe this is what he's trying to do. Are you attempting to create an alternative for these women? Because if you are, I need to see your offers for everybody else in the draft. Right. Who you find, they don't have to be generational talent.
Right.
They've got to be good talent. Also, what's your league?
Well, that's what I was about to say. And
what are we talking about?
Is she competing with the guys, or are you creating a girls' division or women's division? Like what are we
like?
Doing?
Is she Ketino Mobley's new teammate?
Yeah, if he was creating a women's division, I'd really like that.
I think the Big Three is fantastic. I think it's a tremendous product to be at in person. They do, it can be a long day. They used to tape, I don't know how they do it now. They used to tape a bunch of games at once, and the games would air over a stretch of time. But you'd be there, you were there for a good, decent amount of time. Mm-hmm. But it was a super interactive experience. They got the crowds really, really involved. They knew the audience was a little bit younger. Like Cube, to me, Cube has done a brilliant job of building out this league. Mm-hmm. I like this idea. It gets them attention. I don't like it for Caitlin. I hate it for the WNBA. I think it needs to be kind of worked out a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And if you – I don't know that you need to create a separate sports league.
I don't think so. I don't think you do.
If you want to run something, you know, that doesn't run against the WNBA and Caitlin is here instead of going overseas and you're paying her $5 million to do that, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, give me that.
Yeah.
Give me that. But, like, don't compete against the WNBA. That's going to do more harm than good.
I agree.
To, I think, your greater purpose.
I agree. I was just thinking about that thing. Like, can they start putting the big three at a different time of year? I don't know if they can.
It's tough.
I don't know if they
can. Because
of
when the WNBA ends.
Right. And now you're up against the NBA. You're full force with the NFL and all this other stuff. Yeah. And college football. It's tough. So it might have to stay there, but if you're going to do that,
but I think
I don't think you should mess. I don't think you. I think at the big three lean into what
you
they
know
are,
mm-hmm.
and that's a place where retired players who can still play, and maybe some street ball college legends can do that and play. Cool. You maybe could do a women's division at a different time of year, you know, and see how that works.
But
out.
I think. The WWE is 52 weeks a year. They're at a new location every Monday night and every Friday night. Mm-hmm. That competes with the NFL. That competes with the NBA. You book your arenas around that. Mm-hmm. The big three can work with arenas and how you visit these places. Their price point is not a Sacramento Kings Golden One Center price point. Mm-hmm. It's very, very different. You can work concurrently with these other things. Now, television deals come into play. Mm-hmm. And they, I think, have been with Fox,
CBS.
Paramount. Okay. Yeah, so they've had their deals.
Actually with DAZN, I think, too.
Okay. Well, you'll have to fill me in on that. I guess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.